Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode and good morning. All right, guys, so I have a quick update on two things actually. So I'm gonna address the grid tie solar system that I'm currently building and on my other home, the ground mount system. And then I'm also gonna address the current grid tie system I have on the house from the Sunrun company. So if you guys have been following the podcast, a couple podcasts ago, I was talking about how we had problems with Sunrun. It took like 2 months for them to come out to take a look at it. And they did technically get it up and running. But it's still not working properly. So the way Sunrun hooks up their solar panels is majority of the time they will install it on your roof. But what they do is they install what's called optimizers on each individual solar panel. Now, when you do a grid tie system, you can do a couple things. You can do optimizers, you can do microinverters, or you can just do one big string of solar panels going down to one grid tie inverter. So there's like three different ways of doing it. And so for them, they run optimizers connected. They're just these little boxes that plug into the MC4 connectors on each individual panel. And then from there, it comes down into their grid tie inverter. And then from there, it passes through their own power meter. And then it goes into our breaker, to our 240 volt, and it pumps power back, to the grid. Now, we do have another power meter from the actual electric company out on the power pole. I just wanted to put that out there. So, the problem we had was before it wasn't working at all, wasn't turning on. So they came out, they replaced the meter, and then everything started turning back on. Well, the lady that was here, she's like, it may take up to 48 hours for all the panels to actually pop online and start registering and actually start producing power. And so I said, okay, fair enough, no problem. I said, okay, we'll give it some time. Because when she left, only about 21 of them were online, and I could see that, she could see that. Well, yesterday actually, well no, sorry, not yesterday, but the day before, Sunrun. No, sorry, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm getting my days mixed up. Yesterday, Jesus. So I apologize, everyone. Yesterday, we got a phone call from Sunrun saying that they're going to be at the house in about 30 minutes if we can open the gate for them. And I said, sure, but this was unannounced. We didn't call them. We didn't schedule anything with them. And they didn't schedule anything with us. But if they're coming to the house, I'm not going to stop them because I want them to come. Because if there's something going on, they need to figure out what's going on. And so ever since they left that first time after they kind of got that one power meter replaced, like I said, only about 21 solar panels have been online ever since. So he pulls up and he says, yeah, I'm here to replace your meter. I said, what meter? He goes, the glass meter on the side of the house. I said, you guys already replaced that. He goes, that's funny that you mentioned that because I was reading that in one of our other notes because there was a service call. Like he said that they're scheduling and whoever's making the what do you call it? You know how they have to go out and do a repair or whatever. Whoever's scheduling all that is mixing everything up. And so he said, so you guys did get a new glass meter? I said, we did. I said, but we do have another problem. And he said, the other problem is the other panels are not online yet. I said, correct. And he goes, well, he goes, that's the other, that was part of the other service call. He goes, since the glass meter was replaced, I'll go ahead and just check the panels, check to see what's happening. So on their SolarEdge, because they use SolarEdge grid tie inverters, guys. So anybody can buy these inverters. You can buy them yourself. I can buy them myself. I can go online and buy a SolarEdge and grid tie inverter. So that's that. It's just all it is rebranded with their Sunrun logo, sticker on it. That's all it is. And in fact, it still says SolarEdge on the inverter, the grid tie inverter that they utilize. So he looks. He there's a button you can press, and you press that green button, and it'll light up the screen, and it'll tell you how many panels are online. So out of 31 panels, only 21 of our panels are online and producing power. So I've known about this from day one, after that lady left, because I keep checking to see if any more are coming online, and nothing is coming online. So when he came here, he goes, so, we do have a note that all the panels are not online. I said, correct. So he goes, well, let me open up the inverter, the grid tie inverter, and just test some of the circuits. So he tests some of the circuits, and then obviously he pressed the button. He looks right at me. He goes, yeah, it looks like about 5 or 6 panels are offline. I said, that's obvious. It's the machine is telling you that, right? And so he's like, okay, well, let me go on the roof, and I'm going to check our junction box. I'm going to verify that the junction box is good. And he goes, I may end up removing the original connections that was put on, cut the wires, and then make new connections with a new connector to make sure that we have a solid, clean connection. And I said, yeah, I'm all for it. Go for it, man. So I held his ladder for him to go up on the roof to open up the junction box. And sure enough, he did exactly what he said he was doing. He did that. I was watching him do it. He came back down and no other panels came online. It's still the exact same. So then he said, okay, he goes, I checked all the connections on the inside the junction box. They actually look good, but I replaced them anyway and made good ones. So he goes, I'm going to have to come back in about a week with another coworker, and we bring like a piece of cardboard about the size of the panels. And what we'll do is we'll cover each panel individually. And while I'm covering one of the panels individually, my coworker will be down, you know, down by the grid tie inverter with a voltmeter, checking to see which one has a difference. Because if the panel is offline creating no power, then obviously there's not going to be any change on the voltmeter, right? Because it's a dead panel. The panel is not dead, but the optimizer is. So essentially it's a dead panel because the optimizer is not allowing the solar panel power to pass through the optimizer to come down to their grid tie inverter. So he says he's going to come back in about a week so that way they can cover individual panels to start troubleshooting to figure out which panels are not online. He said, once we can figure out which panels are not online, we'll go ahead and unbolt those panels, lift them up, and remove the optimizers and replace the optimizers. I said, great, awesome. I said, at least you guys are thinking about it. You guys are on it. I'm good. You know, I'm happy that they're doing this, and I'm not the one having to chase them for once. And so I asked him a question. I said, you know, last time your other person was here, they said that an example was if we need to replace the grid tie inverter, for example, is going to cost, take 4 to 6 months minimum. I said, as far as your guys' optimizers, because they're small, do you guys have them on hand or do you guys have to order them? Because I'm thinking like we may have to wait a long time for these optimizers to come in. He goes, actually, that's like one of the products that we actually keep at our shop is the optimizers. So he goes, we should have enough optimizers. So when we come back, we'll designate which panels, and then we'll try to switch out those optimizers to get the panels back online. And then you guys should finally be good to go. And he goes, we do understand that you guys are under contract, and so are we. And that's why, you know, we're trying to make sure that we come out here and take care of this stuff. But then you got to remember, too, we had to chase them down for 2 months in order to get them to come out. You know, and then they always, it was a mess because over 2 months ago, we contacted them, and then they never scheduled us. We had to keep following up, and then they said, oh, no, your system's online, it's fine. And then we're like, no, it's not, because we can see it completely off. And so we had to fight with them to get them out here. So they finally came out, and this is where we're at now. So in about a week or so, they're going to come back out, try to figure out which panels, replace the optimizers, get our system back online. And then he said, what you do is, as soon as we're done with the repair, and you can verify and we can verify that the system is working and online and all panels are producing like they're supposed to, he goes, then you call our office back up, our Sunrun office, and you say, okay, they completed the repair and the system's online. And then what he said, what they're going to do is from that day back, they're going to give us a credit for all the power production that we have been missing out on because of their failed equipment, right? And so, yeah, that's good, right? Because as soon as it's all done, we call in, we say it's all up and working, and then they give us a credit for our electricity bill from that point backwards, many, many months, in order to make sure that, we're not, because I've been paying a lot of extra money. And so they're going to have to compensate me back for all that money that I've been paying, or at least give me a credit towards the future, right? Because either way, it's going to be the same amount, either in dollar amount or a credit amount for the future. And so that's kind of where we're at right now on the Sunrun issue. I'm hoping the next time they come out, everything runs smooth, they get it fixed, and we're done with this saga with Sunrun. And then the other thing is, He was on the roof and he could look out in the very back and he could see the solar array that I'm putting together. And then he comes down and I said, did you see the additional solar array? He goes, actually, I did. And he goes, you're adding more solar because you guys are still having to pay a lot more on your regular electric bill. I said, correct. I said, we're paying you guys $200 a month for the Sunrun contract. And I said, I'm paying almost $600, almost, yeah, exactly, almost $600 a month for all the extra electricity because your guys' panels haven't been performing for over 4 months, you know? And so I said, I cannot have that. And I said, I maybe end up putting a battery backup system. So when the grid goes down over here, because the grid does go down kind of often, off and on throughout the year here, and it's off for anywhere from, you know, minutes to hours to days to weeks sometimes. It just depends. And so I told him, I said, yeah, we're adding more to help supplement how much I'm actually paying to the electric company besides paying you guys the $200 a month. And I said, also to have a battery backup system eventually down the road. And he goes, awesome. He goes, yeah, go for it. He goes, actually, my home is off-grid, and I have a small little off-grid system, nothing crazy or anything, but it's enough to run my lights and cook and do everything. And so he goes, yeah, I get it. So he was all for it, and that's the Sunrun guy. And he could see my electrical conduit that I ran up over there. I'm not tying into their equipment. It's a completely separate system from theirs. So we're not touching none of their equipment. But the breaker box is on that side. So I had to run my electrical conduit over there. And he seen my electrical conduit and everything, and he was like, yeah, no problem. You know, do what you got to do. So yeah, we're pretty much good on that. So it's kind of where we're at. Now, as of today, I just got confirmation that the grid tie inverter that I purchased with my own money has arrived. And it has been delivered at another location that's basically across the island from me. So I actually have my mother going to pick it up because they left the inverter in a box on the curb. Instead of walking it into the building, for whatever reason, they left it on the curb. I have my mother on that side of the island. So I told her, I said, hey, can you go and pick up that box for me? I don't want somebody to steal it, or I don't want the rain to rain on it, you know, and get it wet. And so she said, no problem. It's only about a 15-minute drive down the road for her to go pick it up. So she's actually on her way right now to pick up that package for me. And she's going to hold it in her truck. And then tomorrow, I'm actually going to drive out there, meet her, and I'm going to pick up my package, which is the grid tie inverter, because I am excited. Because once we get that grid tie inverter mounted to the wall, I can now finish pulling my electrical lines through my electrical conduit, put my breakers in place, my disconnects in place, and actually fire it on for the first time. So I'm super excited. So that's kind of what's happening. I did run 95% of all the electrical conduit already. The only part that I did not run or install yet is the last bit because I don't have the inverter, so I don't know exactly where I want the height, you know, and where I want to mount it on the wall and stuff. So I left that little bit towards the end so that way I can mount the inverter, then I can take my measurement, cut the remaining pieces of pipe that I need, and tie it all in. And then from there, I can finally pull all the wiring through, and then I can actually start making my connections. So I'll probably have a day of mounting the inverter, finishing up the routing of the last bits of electrical conduit, pulling all the wire through, and then actually turning the system on. So I should be able to accomplish all of it in one day. So since I'm picking it up tomorrow, and I won't be back until probably lunchtime or after lunch, you know, pretty much the whole day is gone at that point. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to, even though it's going to be late in the afternoon, I'm still going to go ahead and start finishing up the installation as far as the conduit and stuff. And then that way, the following day, not tomorrow, but the following day, I can go ahead and pull my wires through, hook up my DC breakers and disconnect switches, plug into the inverter, and fire it on for the first time. So that's kind of the timeline that we're looking at right now. Oddly enough, the Holmes company, Holmes company, they sell microinverters, they sell grid tie inverters. They're a separate company. That's not where I purchased my stuff from. I purchased from a different company. But they reached out to me and they wanted to, you know, supply me with some equipment to put on my system. And so I said, sure. I said, send it on out and I'll test it out and see which one works better. You know, whichever one works better, I'll go with that one. You know, it's very plain and simple. So that's actually supposed to be arriving today as well. So at the exact same address too. So I'm, from what I could tell from the person that told me the box was really heavy, tells me it's probably the inverter itself, because the stuff from the Holmes company, Holmes, their equipment's, they're not sending me like a really big inverter. It's their stuff is a little bit different as far as how it's designed. So I don't believe their stuff was delivered yet, but we'll see. In a little bit, I'll get a phone call letting me know which one got delivered. I'm hoping it's the one I purchased because I want to hook that one up and test it out to see how it works. And then when the other company's stuff arrives, what I'll do is I'll just basically disconnect my inverter, the stuff that I purchased, hook up their stuff to do a test to see which one actually performs better. And whichever one performs better is the one I'm going to stick with, right? And then the other one that I'm not using will just become a backup system. So if I ever have a failure with the main system, I can always, remove it and replace it with the backup system. So I'll always have a backup on hand. So my downtime will be extremely short if I ever have a problem. So that's what's happening, guys. The other thing is too, if you guys want to check the my website, turnwasteintoenergy.com, we do have the live video feeds, but it's been pouring rain, guys. Like flooding rain. Like it'll come in real heavy and then stop. And then come in real heavy for many hours and then stop and then be clear skies and sunny, but just soaking wet outside. And so that's kind of what's been happening for like the last 3 days or so. And so even one of the cameras I have out there, when it rains so much, it messes with the internet because it's kind of far away from our router, and it keeps disconnecting and reconnecting and disconnecting and reconnecting, just because of the distance. So I think as of right now, the camera that's closest to the project, which is farthest away from our home, is the one that might be offline right now. But it kicks on and off. So if you guys are interested, definitely tune in. Check out the progress. Just pop in and out if at will. You guys may see me out there. You may not see me out there. It just depends on the time of the day that you're checking on the cameras, and you guys might see me doing something or not. Like the other day, I was out there, looking at all my panels, figuring out what I was going to do, running the electrical conduit, that kind of stuff. So and I am documenting as much as I can within reason for YouTube, so you guys can actually see a visual. But yeah, that's pretty much it for now, guys. Just want to kind of give everybody an update. Tomorrow or the next day, I'll give you guys another update because I'm going to start installing some of this stuff and start documenting more of it. And I'll definitely keep you guys in the loop. So, anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys on the next one.